That's the working assumption, right? But on top of that, of course, Al-Hol camp, which is the biggest camp of that variant within the Turkish, within the Kurdish-controlled areas, is now, at least my former colleagues at the Security Council call it now, a somewhat of an administrative center. At least the part of the camp, which only houses women and children, the part of the camp that houses international women and children, now seems to have become a somewhat of an administrative center that obviously receives money from friends, supporters, and families in the West, sending it via Havala to the camp. And then the camp, the international part of the camp, apparently distributes some of that money not only internally, but also to the outside to pay for exactly this kind of situations, i.e. bribe your way out of prison, bribe your way out of a prison camp.
This is absolutely stunning. I mean, I think I was stunned before some years back when we heard that ISIS actually had $1 billion, but we saw them knocking over banks and taking over a whole country or two, Iraq and Syria. Do you get the sense that there is mobilization or organization underway within the group, within the organization, to try to make a return or rise again?
Well, luckily, that's the good news of the story, right? ISIS in Syria is still under pressure, right? So it's under pressure from American forces. And you've seen they lost a couple of caliphs in short order in the last year. Also, the Kurdish forces are still there, you know, as bad as it is, but the Iranian and the Russian forces are still there to a certain extent. The Assad regime is not really friendly with them, and they have a competitor in Idlib, HTS, a former, in my opinion, still active Al-Qaeda affiliate, i.e. the competition is also there. So it's not that easy to reconstitute itself.
Is there a way in which this can be stopped?
Look, I mean, ultimately stop, no, maybe, but we can mitigate the risks better than we do right now. So the German government says everyone who wants to come back from Syria is already back. That, in my opinion, negates the fact that we're talking about German terrorists. So I'm not quite sure why they have the right to decide that they want to stay out of prison outside Germany. So of course, we should take them back. The Europeans should, all of them, should take their even male fighters back. I understand it's a difficult political argument to make that you do hardened fighters who are radicalized terrorists and you bring them back. But I would assume that the resources in Germany or France or Italy or Spain or Portugal or Britain or Ireland are greater to deal with these smaller number of individuals than all of the individuals being taken care of by the Syrian forces in Syria without much international help and with now an additionally weakened infrastructure because of the earthquake. I mean, Syria wasn't a nice place before the earthquake because of this horrific war that's been going on for so long. Now it's definitely an infrastructure problem where people will die of hunger and thirst soon if things don't change very quickly, which is very unlikely to do. So we have the ability to take at least those individuals back. And I do not feel that terrorists have a right to choose whether they want to stay out of prison or not. We don't give them the right when they're on German territory. We shouldn't give them the right when they are in Syrian territory.
Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director with the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.